Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
The day, the Lord keeps sending. Call time. The songs say the Lord keeps sending blessings our way. How about we act like he's sending blessings our way? How about we praise him like he's sending blessings our way? I can't tell if he's sending blessings our way because we acting like we dead up in here. We should be praising him like they can hear us all the way down to 3rd Street, down to Eddie Williams. If he's sending blessings our way, amen, let's act like it. Today is our communion Sunday. We need to just clear our mind, clear our hearts. We need to ask God to just cleanse us at this time. Cleanse us and accept us to receive him on today. Let's concentrate on God alone, not what he has done, but what he has given us. He has given us his son for us to live. Amen. Lord, we come to you today, Lord, thanking you, O God, for your son. Thanking you, O God, because you thought about us, O God. You kept us here on this earth, O God, paying our debt. We thank you, O God, this morning. We honor you, O Father. We just want to tell you we love you, Lord. We ask, O God, you look upon us, O God, and give us a remembrance, O God, of the things that we have done and ask, O God, for forgiveness right now. Cleanse our mind, cleanse our heart, and let us present ourselves as a living sacrifice to you right now, Lord. Please, Lord, have mercy on us, O God. We need you on this morning, O God. Accept us, O God. We thank you, O God, in advance, O God, for New Scott Island this morning. We thank you for our bishop this morning because he is the shepherd that you have sent over us, O God. We should listen to our shepherd, O God, because he is the one that you sent for guidance and understanding, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord, for all you're doing, Lord. We just want to tell you we love you on this morning. We love you, O Lord, and we praise you, O God. Through the good and the bad, Lord, we praise you on this morning, Lord, for all the generosity you have given us, oh God. We thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. Let's just thank him on this morning. Let him know how much we love him on this morning and honor you, Lord. We praise you. Praise you. In the name of Jesus, we give it all to you. Amen. Amen.
time to tell you how you saved my soul. Not enough time to tell you how you made me whole. Not enough time to tell you how you set me free, baby. Oh, I feel so good, yeah. So good, yeah. So good, yeah.
Can take care of us if we would allow him to do so. He can order our footstep if we are willing to be ordered by him. And he's brought us from a mighty long ways. He taught us the things that we know about him. And we have to stay tuned in to God's program. Today, as I stand before you all, we always talking about stuff, don't have the knowledge of stuff. Our history, we talking about black history this week, our history come from God. God gave us our history. When God stooped down in Africa, took some dust of the ground, and molded man in his own image, then breathed breath of life in him, he become a living soul. We deny that today. We scared to talk the truth in the church today because we think our colleague gonna criticize us. If you ashamed to own Jesus before mankind, he gonna be ashamed to own you before the Father, which is in heaven. I'm talking about history. Our history. We shame of our history. As I go through this life and understand the things I've been through and what people have said to me, done to me, it give me more wisdom. Why they do me like they do me? What have I done to get these things? When I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, he said I was going to be tempted and tried. But he ain't say I had to be beat over the head, cussed out, ridiculed. No, that's us saying that. God had nothing to do with that. We're going to be tried. I know we say Paul was beat up, let down the walls and all that's true. But I ain't got to go through what Paul went through. Paul gone, and he laid away to rest till God come and pick him up. And today is my time to explore that which God said. We have two people we want to read a little bit about this morning. Then we're going to get to our word for today. We're talking about King Solomon, first of all. King Solomon. King Solomon of the Canaanite, a Hamitic race. He was a black man. He was proud to be black. He was the smartest man, the wisest man that ever will live besides Jesus Christ. And we're always trying to identify with other people instead of trying to be like the Lord. I never understood that. If I was on the hill, throwing that ball on the hill, I want to be the best out there. When I throw it and I let it go, I'm looking for the batter to swing and miss it. When I'm in Christ, what I do now, project myself, and every day of my life, I look in the mirror and see, Lanielle's, what's wrong with you today? If I find out anything wrong with me, I talk to God about it. Before I come to address you all here at the church, because I'm aware that when you get up here and talk stuff and ain't living it, you're a hypocrite. That's what the book says. That's what the book says. If I get up here and shout and then cuss you out at the back door, I'm a hypocrite. And I want you to know what some of our ancestors, two of them today, we're going to read a little stuff on. First of all, King Solomon. Solomon, the king of Hamitic of Israel, throughout the Israel's finest years of prosperity, was a son and successor to King David. His lineage can be scriptures traced on back to a Rahab, the black Canaanite. Rahab was a lady that when the spies went into Jericho, she the one that hid the spies. And she become in the genealogy of Jesus Christ to come through Jesus' birth. We need to know that. She's very important. We holler about you, that ain't important. How come it's in the Bible? It's in the Bible. We ought to think it's important. Who was the descendant of Ham, firstborn Canaan. Canaan was the one that was cursed because he looked on his grandmother's nakedness. We need to know. Just don't quote scripture and don't know what you're saying. You need to know what's happening. Solomon was named anointed king at Gihon by his father. He required that. He rose to power between the ages of 8 and 12 when Israel was an empire with the desire to serve God as had his father David. When the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, ask what I should do to give thee. The young king asked for understanding of heart to judge his people and discern between good and bad. This charge Solomon from God to bless him beyond his riches and well-doing. As the years passed, Israel became a strong nation and enjoyed the golden age culture under Solomon. The nation wealth increased because of Solomon's ties with God and his wisdom of social and political affairs. He was several significant steps toward bringing about Israel's recognition by improving mobility, installation of copper mine, organizing building programs for housing, increasing housing, palaces, and worship centers throughout the empire. He was also married, God help us, many strange women to expand his monopoly. Other words, every time he go against a country, he married a king daughter so they can be at peace. We need to know that it ain't nothing silly. It's the biblical. It's the Bible. And we need to take the Bible and live by it and stop all this he saying, she saying all that. The Proverbs are credited to him. Solomon was even the authorities on the nature of trees, beasts, fowls, and fish. He was also a commercial wizard to whom advantage of the weak as well as the strong country. To better Israel's economy, Israel's empire remained powerful until the death of Solomon, but never experienced such a great culture after Solomon period. Solomon took the weakness of a country and got strength from it, the strength of the country, and seeing where he was weak and how he brought his economy. So we over here begging, but talking about the economy going down, this, that, and other. We don't even understand what they're talking about. We just sit back and talk trash instead of knowing what's going on. Solomon's economy was well-versed. It was well-up. It was aware. And then we, as children of God, we got to stay tuned in. I know what y'all say all the time. I don't listen to that old news. There ain't nothing but hate. Well, you've been born again. You got the power of the Holy Spirit. And you look at the news and see what's going on so you can adjust to what's going on. And you'll know what God requires of you. Instead of sitting back there, I don't watch that old news. There ain't nothing but hate. Well, that's why we perish, because lack of knowledge. Now, Queen of Sheba, who came to power at the age of 15, was a beautiful black woman who resided in Africa and Arabia. She was an Ethiopian bloodline and the culture and an admirable descendant of Ham's first son, Cush. Same as Ethiopian, same word, they just changed it to throw us off pace. The Jewish historian Joseph mentioned her as the queen of Ethiopia and Egypt. The Bible addresses her as Queen of Sheba, or honor of an Arabian country, Sheba, in which Ethiopia dominated during her reign. When talked of Solomon, wisdom spread abroad. This queen, being a woman of respect, did not accept such outrageous news. She felt that Solomon's reputation was over-exaggerated, and for assurance, she made a trip to commune with him. The king welcomed her with all honor, granting her full rights to survey his riches. But the queen continued to doubt Solomon. She questioned him until she became satisfied. If you don't ask, you ain't gonna never know nothing. They exchanged gifts, and she returned to her own land, Oxen, the capital of Ethiopian Empire. The queen is noted for this famous remark: the half was not told. She was remembered by the Savior during his teaching. He called her Queen of the South. And we thank God today for that. I just want to read that information to you and that you'll catch up on it and see what God has to do with you today. He ain't changed. The Bible tells me he don't change. He the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we're going to go to the book of Jude this morning. And Jude, that's the brother of Jesus. Brother of Jesus Christ, Jude. The book of Jude, the writer, the author of Jude, is Jesus Christ's fleshly brother. We need to understand that, and we need to catch on to that, and we need to stop running behind lies. Stop running behind lies and go by what the word of God said. Because if you still run behind lies, you're just guilty as the one that's lying. And we need to come to a halt. It's time today that we come to ourselves. If I'm going to be a Christian, I got to be a full Christian. I ain't never read in the Bible where nobody was being a half Christian. We got to walk like Christ walked, or else we're going to perish. In the book of Jude, the brother of Christ Jesus, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should honestly contend for the faith which was delivered unto the same. For there are certain men crept in unaware who were before the ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord hath saved the people out of the land of Egypt, after we destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, had he reserved an everlasting chain under the darkness unto the judgment of the great day. And we're going to stop there. Thank God for you. And I want to share with you, show mercy and be a watchman and know what God made you. Know what he made you. Every time you look at Paul, you need to leave Paul alone. You need to look at yourself now. The same word given to Paul is given to you right now, given to me as I stand before you. Same word he got, I got the same word. Why can't I get myself in line instead of just keep talking about Paul? This is what the Lord wants. Each generation inspire the other. And the greater, as we go, the generation get greater and more mature. The book says Jude. Now, he didn't take no credit for nothing. He was Jesus' brother. But he said his brother James, the understudy, identified with Dudley. I ain't going to deal with Dr. T.D. Jakes. I'm identified with him. He where I am. Some people lift themselves up, and they're going to fall. Even if it's me, if I lift myself up, I'm going to have a great fall. That's according to this book here that I'm reading. Let other folks build you up. Don't you brag on your own self. You ain't nobody special. Who you think you are? You just a servant of Jesus Christ. I don't care what credentials you have, you just a servant. And we got to play the servant role. Jesus is my boss, y'all. I ain't gonna listen to these knuckleheads. Christ my boss. I do what he's saying, not what you say. I'm through with that. You'll send me to hell. Jesus is gonna bring me to heaven. That's why we got to be careful what we say and how we say it. When we say it, you got to have wisdom like the Solomon. I read about Solomon. You got to have wisdom. I don't care how wrong you are. I got to know how to approach you. I got to know how to approach you. I got to know how to pinpoint your sin without disposing you. We brothers in Christ Jesus, when we overtaken in a fault, the one that's so tied up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, as they say, supposed to come and put their arm around you and nurse you back to perfection. I don't see that happening. I see we just want to just eat each other up. I'm a firm believer here. If I'm not right, y'all come send somebody to me with the scriptures, show me where I'm out of order, and I'm going to sit down. I promise y'all that. I'm going to sit down. I'm not a hypocrite. That's one thing. I'm not a hypocrite. I can't boast about nothing else. I'm not a hypocrite. And whatever God say, I'm going to try to stay programmed in that. He said, a servant of Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified, God clean you up, shake you up, shake you, clean you up, and anoint you for the work of his ministry. And then he said, you called by Jesus Christ, and Jesus preserve us. How in the world that we've been born again, we still scared? We still afraid and been born again, born of the water and of the spirit, and we still scared of people and don't even respect God, but you scared of another man. What's wrong? Something wrong, y'all. If I mess up, y'all throw me under the car. Other people mess up, y'all think high love. You don't even say nothing to them. But you torment and torture me. That's a double standard. We're required to tell the truth. As minister of God, we're required by God to tell the truth. If a brother overtaking the fault, go to him. If you see your brother sin, look, go talk to him. That ain't what we want, though. We want to get along with him. Well, I tell you what, one day coming, the Bible tells me that Satan gonna be cast in the lake of fire, and non-believers and them that didn't accept Christ gonna be cast into the lake with them, but burning with fire and brimstone. And Jesus' family here, I want to read Jesus' family, Matthew 13:55. James, Joseph, Simeon, and Jude. Jude, what the brother we talking about right now, this Jude family. And Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation, I want you to hear me good. In the book of Revelation, it gives how Jesus looked in the flesh. 12 through 15, how Jesus looked in the flesh. See, he had bronze, lamb wool hair, reddish eyes, curly hair. God help us. And we done took him out of proportion and made him somebody else that I don't even know. And when we get to heaven, somebody gonna be messed up. When we get to heaven, we're gonna be looking for a long, straight hair, blue-eyed rascal. They ain't gonna be there. We're gonna say, I don't wanna be here, Lord.
You ain't the one, but you need to read and study who he is. See, you can't say what I say because I don't have good sense. I ain't worried about nobody elevating me or promoting me nowhere. I've been promoted by God already. So I'm going to tell the truth to you. I'm going to tell you what it is. And the Jew went on to say, mercy until you in peace and love be multiplied. You got to grow in maturity, grow in faith, grow in love, grow in understanding, grow in patience. If this choir ain't hitting the right note, I ain't going to fuss at them. I'm going to get up there and say, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's what I'm going to put them in their voice. What am I going to fuss at them for? I had to learn. We forget where we come from. Time we get saved now, we get all authorities in our life. We just can't be touched. You can't tell me nothing. I know every note on the guitar, on the piano, on the keyboard. You can't tell me nothing more. But I want to tell you though. I want to tell you, but you can't tell me nothing. That's a double standard. Let your love be multiplied. If a brother be overtaken in fault, other good brother, go to him. Love him. Do you hate your own brothers and sisters? Well, we still brothers and sisters in Christ. If it ain't my blood brothers and sisters, we still brothers and sisters in Christ. You got to love them. And you got to grow in love. Keep loving until your love spread, then you start loving your enemy. That's what the Lord is saying. He said, beloved, where I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you to exhort you that ye should honestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. When I got saved, I ain't forgot that. I ain't forgot that. And the other people wasn't saved that was with me. I'm going to treat them better than I ever treat them now. Yes, try to encourage them to come to the Lord now. I ain't going to fuss at them. I ain't going to get up and start dictating and scripturizing them like a crazy man. I'm going to talk to them nice and give them what I read about Solomon. I'm going to give them parables and proverbs to let them see who I am, what I am, who I represent. If I can't do that, I need to set my tail down. That's what God called. See, he give people, his people, wisdom. Everybody ain't got wisdom that stand up here. God gave us wisdom. You don't run nobody off. You draw them through precepts and examples. That's what is required of all of us. He said, my whole heart goes out to you. I had to come and talk to you, come write to you of the common salvation. If thou shalt confess with the mouth, believe in the heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died, he was buried, that he rose from the grave, thou shalt be saved. I come to talk to you about just good thing, natural thing. I ain't come with all that other foolishness. That's the world stuff. I come to tell you about Jesus. The gospel should be preached all over the world. We hollering now about all this going on, and it is going on. No, I don't lie to you. I ain't lying to you. We got corruption all over America now. And we denying it in the church. The evangelical denying, say, just God working this out. How in the world God do evil? Ain't no evil in God. If it was, we wouldn't be here today. We'd all been dead if evil was in him. He did his rightful judgment, but he gave us time to repent from our evil. We got to pray, stay steadfast, unmovement. And listen to this, this ought to hit your house too. For there are certain men that crept in unaware. Lord have mercy. You got to watch this system now. You got people coming in the church portraying Jesus, but don't even know Jesus. But they know how to serve because they've been in the church body and have picked the spirit of the service and the spirit of religion up, but don't have them in their heart. Help us, Lord. Not everybody say certain one, the slick one, the cunning, the crafty one, who were the ordained to this condemnation. And they said, now look at what the Bible said. I ain't going to put nothing in that ain't Bible didn't say. He said, ungodly men. Ungodly men. Turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, the most hated evil and strife that there can be in a human being. You hate me so much you can't stand to look at me. That's lasciviousness. And you're up in the church smiling. You're up in the church dancing. You're up in the church having a hallelujah. I'm telling you what the word says right here before your eyes. And they slip. See, when you put on portray things, I call them Hollywood actors. In the church, Hollywood actors, that's what I call them. They put on a good show. They put it on a good show. But where the heart is, where the heart is, huh? Where is your heart today? Where is your mercy today? Where is your peace this day? Where is your gentleness this day? You need to keep it with you all the time, 24/7. So when you, everybody know that you are my disciple, because you have what? Love one for another. You ain't producing no love. You can't get along with me. You're mad. You're poking your mouth out at me. For what reason? I ain't did you nothing. What's up? Jesus is up. How can two walk together unless they agree? We need to come to Jesus and obey him. Need to obey him. We deny the only true God because what we believe in. If the Bible don't describe it, don't fool with it. When I told you Revelation 1, 12 through 15, that described Jesus to the T as he in the fleshly body. That's according to the scripture. I didn't make that up. That's in the book. I'm going to be judged by what's written in the book. If I'm a non-believer, I'm going to Satan in the pits of hell. And I'm going to be there forever and ever and ever. And ain't no getting out. Ain't no water can be brought to you, nothing. You're going to burn and be tortured, weeping and gashing of teeth. That's what the book says. I will therefore put you in remembrance. Though ye once knew this, watch this, how that the Lord having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believe not. All the miracles, the plagues, and everything that God worked in Israel, and you still don't believe him, you got a right to go to hell. You got a right. Fleas, flies, frogs in the bedchamber, blood all in your water. And you don't believe him yet? He showed you, he picturized it. And then you still don't believe him? You're talking against that? And it happened? The opening of the Red Sea, opening of the Jordan River. What's wrong with you? God wants you to understand and show his mystery in our life today. Well, I'm finna get a little bigger now. We want a statue of the Hall of Fame. In the Bible, it told me don't make no graven image of nothing. Nothing. I want to sit out there in front of a statue of Lionel Smith. If y'all vote on that, y'all crazy. The books say don't do that. The books say don't do it. But we say, oh, Reb, don't worry about it, Reb. You know how it is. I don't know how it is. I know how Jesus is. He's going to reward me for my works here on this earth. I know that. So Satan is here, and I say to you, we're trying to be brief. I say to you, Satan is here to kill, steal, and destroy. If you're doing a good work, he don't want that. He wants something evil to come out you. He want me and you to start cussing in the church and the people see that. He want us to start lying, getting in a corner, plotting to kill you, doctor. That's what he want. He don't want no peace. Jealousy, envy, strife, hatred, animosity. That's what he wants between the church of God. I heard the deacon said this morning, read the scripture this morning, about how we are worthy that you partake of the Lord's Supper. If you don't do that in remembrance of God, you're eating damnation to your own body. Many are sick among you. Many cease to exist. Because we're eating right. We get on diets now and say, I'm going to hold on to this diet. I'm going to lose some weight. I tell you what, if you don't hold on to this diet right here, you're going to lose some life. You better hold on to this if you're going to lose some life. And I want my life. We need to understand the ways of God and just apply them in our life. He said, I brought you out of Egypt. I brought you out of Egypt. Y'all forgot? When you ain't here, and I'm talking to myself now. I didn't, when I graduated out of high school, I didn't have a suit to put on. Listen at me good, please. If I could tell you this, I didn't have shoes nor suit to put on. My friend told me, I was talking to him about it. He said, I got a suit. You can wear it. My shoes too. Years later, I thought about that, and I just started crying. Lord, now I got something I can buy my shoes. I can go get me a suit. And I just started, it just started coming in my mind. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you right now how you bless me. And then when I see the brother, I say, Lord Jesus, thank you for him. And I thanked him the time he did it for me. I thanked him on the spot. And that's why the Lord blessed me this day, because I'm not envious or grievous or nothing of that stuff. And I know I'm a fair person. You ain't got to vote on that. I know who I am. I know who God made me and what he requires of me. See, I forgot how I brought you out of Egypt, how I fed you in the desert, how I give you bread in the desert, how I gave you water. Listen good. Watch this. I told Moses to speak to the rock. He beat on the rock and like to drown y'all. The Bible says a highway of water, he hit that rock. And all they'll do is speak to him, and it's going to be like a faucet. They're going to give you some and give him some and give you some. And all us are going to drink from the rock. The rock is Jesus. That's Jesus. He's our bread, our everything. And he wants us to trust him and believe in him. Now, he's going to make it right. Now, the Bible goes on to say, we're almost through. Saying the angels was kept not their first estate. Oh, Lord. God made me a preacher, and now I'm something else. I didn't stay in what he called me to be. Sometime in the church, he called you to be a preacher. You try to take the deacon role. Call you to be a deacon. You try to take the preacher's role. The Bible tells me stay in the relation that he called you in. Whatever vocation he called you to be, stay there. And wait till God elevates you. We can't take that though. Lord, once I know a little bit, I'm gone. And when I get to the end of the road up there, it got some blockages up there. And all I have to know to speak the word, and I'll be delivered. I don't know what to speak now. So I'm going to stay in bondage. We perish because what? We lack knowledge. He said the angels were kept not their first estate. Lord, how much? Their first calling. What God made them to be. But left their own habitation. They began to get out of their bed. You remember Satan tried to take over heaven. That's why he was kicked out. Trying to run heaven. Already got to run up there. Gee, God already running heaven. But he want to run to heaven. He want to come up. He know more than God all of a sudden. The Bible said he believed and he started trembling. Because he knew that there's another power greater than his power. And he said, but left their own habitation. He have reserved them an everlasting chain. under the darkness and the judgment of this great day. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know you can get away, but you can't get by. It's going to catch up with you, y'all. I mean this, it's going to catch us. It's caught me. It caught Saul. It caught many people. It caught Solomon that we read about. It caught up with him, too. You could be slick and cunning and crafty all you want, trying to be undercover. But the Lord, angels going to pull a cloak off you. And everybody going to be able to see you just who you are. So whatever you are, be strong in it in the power of God's might. And you'll always be delivered. He said, the angels didn't keep their first estate. Satan influenced. Now watch this. Satan influenced a third of the angels that God created. Satan influenced because God gave him a lead way to do, govern and be the archangel. And he went whispering all of them ears, and they start turning and following Satan. And when Michael hit Satan, he brought a third of the angels to this earth. That's why we catch so much hell today. Satan here fighting with us. But Jesus gave us something good. He said, the battle ain't yours. It belongs to God. If we can tune in to God and let him fight our battle, we won't have a scar on us. The scars already been on Jesus before we was even born. And he had delivered us from this thing. And I'm just gracious to God for him. And John, as he was on the Isle of Patmos, he said unto me, I heard a voice, and I turned to see who the voice was. I saw seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of the seven golden candles, one likened to the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet and a girdle about his breast, his paps, and that's meaning the breast up here, still girdle, with a golden girdle. His head and his hair was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet likened to fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many water, that means coarse and up to date. And ain't no doubt about who's speaking. Sometimes we say the Lord told us something. God help us, we better repent from that. A lot of us lying in the church. God ain't told you nothing. Only if you ain't a prophet, God speak to you only through this book. Now, he really be a prophet, stands to go tell the people. But if everything else, he come through the book. He come through this book. Folks get up in church all the time and lie about God told them, so they ain't never lying. I'm telling you straight out. Never lying. God had nothing to do with that. They just want to say that. They wanted to bring that out so you could hear them get up and boast a little. That's all that is. What God wants you to know is right here with us in the book. Does anybody want to argue with me? The word of God in the beginning was what? The word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning. For anything was made, the word was. Don't you remember Jesus say when Nimrod and them was building the Tower of Babel? Jesus said these, God said these words, let us go down and see Nimrod and his people, for nobody could stop them in heaven nor in earth. God said that out of his mouth. And what he did, he come down, and when they were giving bricks and mortar and all that, he confused their language, that they didn't understand one another. And when they didn't understand each other, they were standing for bricks, they sent straws. For straw, they sent mortar. And God said, I got them now. They can't build no more. Their own temple. Their own stairway to heaven. They got to come through my stairway. Jesus Christ is the stairway to heaven this day. And I thank God for it this day. He's our all in all. And we need to know that. And as I close now, I want to say this. We got so many people in the Bible, I'm going to say 95% of all biblical training, biblical people, I never hear it preached. I'm probably the only one in this area ever talk about this. It's black people. The black Hebrew people wrote all the Bible. And we've been thrown to the wayside and the other folks coming in and rewriting the Bible and say this, that, and other. But the Jews that salvation came for, then when the Jews wouldn't listen at Jesus or listen at God, God said, go to the Gentiles. And when the Gentiles started receiving Jesus, the Jews got mad and jealous and wanted to fight the Gentile and didn't want them to participate in nothing that he was doing. You got to know the history. I say to you this day, be proud of you being black. God made you black. You ought to be proud that you're black. You ought to be able to lift your voice up and say, thank you, Lord. It ain't what it looked like in America, that we got a campaign and march to be just to get the same job that our brother got. No, God prevailed in our life. We got to just trust and have faith in him, and he will deliver us. There may be somebody today, don't feel you worthy of God's kingdom right now. But the Bible says if you come and confess him, the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that he died and that he rose again from the grave, the Father got him up by his own power, you'll be saved. Are you here today? God waiting on you. We ain't waiting on him to come back. He waiting on you to come to him. He just giving us some time to get it in order. Are you here today? Is there one today?
Oh yes, I will.
He's right now.
Yeah.
My God, my God. My Lord, my Lord. God, my God, may thank God for you today. May he bless and keep is our prayer.